Christmas, do we have, would it be appropriate to have a specific list of books clearly specifying whether they should, whether it's appropriate to read them or not? If they've got the Skopal Champu, if you hadn't read it, you wouldn't know whether it was too confidential to read at the level. You may know that you're only an art in the Vritti.
Gopal Champu, you're saying?
Yeah, that was one, and Govinda. Govinda.
Vivamrita.
Yeah.
So. Well, I certainly it would be a useful thing to have a list of what's the adhikar for what books. I don't think I'm particularly going to do that right now, and that's what Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani is about. Oops, I gotta go. Didn't make the fruit. Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani is about giving devotees the instruments to know what books, or at least where they're at, and then proportionately how they should read books. But it's a good idea. It would have been actually a good appendix, at least, to give a whole list of books to that. In fact, it's a very good idea as to sort of which books would be most suitable to which devotees. I'm not going to do that right now, but it would be. When I come back, I'll mention it. I'm going to go get this fruit offering. Some standards. Well, Prabhupada writes about Prabhupada mentioned so many of the books in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He specifically mentions Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's Mahavakya, and I mean, all of these have, you know, a running theme. Govinda Lilamrita. One devotee should be, they should certainly have a taste for these things, not just be curious. And many of these Goswami books require a good level or a high level of freedom from attachment to members of the opposite sex, or that type of understanding, at least what Srila Prabhupada would say, that, and real strong faith, that these activities are not mundane, they're not ordinary, that they're transcendental. And the real rule of thumb is that if you start to read them and you become disturbed or you become agitated in some way, then you should stop. Yeah, if one experiences any form of disturbance, either doubt that this is just something material, and that questions Krishna's divinity, how can God do be like this, or disturbance, sensual disturbance, or thinking of gopis, Srimati Radharani, in a Monday way, one has to be very sort of honest, then you shouldn't do it at all. Generally, if you see Prabhupada's instructions, you would just say, first become qualified, in other words, first become free from bodily conception of life. And that was my purpose in writing some of those books, is to actually present the content and the pastimes of those books in a way that downplays or any explicit expressions or mention. But still, once should always be careful. In fact, there's the example where one of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciples was giving talks on Krishna Lila. And it was very popular. That was, I think, already in the Bagh Bazar temple. And many people were coming to hear it. And when word got to him, then he said, no, you shouldn't do that. You should stop. And the devotee said, well, I'm just talking about Krishna's childhood pastimes and not so much about Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. And he says, it doesn't matter. It's not our line. So there, more the issue is that we don't give lectures. In other words, where you're supposed to be talking about Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, you don't go out of your way and talk about Krishna's Leela, even though it may be completely harmless. You can do it on parikrama. You can do it on appropriate appearance days when it's appropriate. But I think more there the spirit is that if you make a thing out of it, then that's what you end up being, and you start off with Krishna's childhood pastimes, and you end up with Radha Krishna's pastimes, and then sort of all the discrimination goes out the window. But it would certainly be a good idea to have a list of books appropriate to different levels of qualification. Generally, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says is that there's a lot of books. There are many books for third-class devotees, and there's many books for first-class devotees, but there's few books for intermediate devotees. So, which means that all of these books are actually for the category of Uttamadhikaris. It's not that the other books are for, because all the books are like Bhagavad Gita. It's not that it's for neophyte devotees, it's for Uttamadhikaris as well. But in terms of the qualification to read it, you can be a neophyte and read it. So he says that there's a lack of books for intermediate Vaishnavas.
I noticed in Balamantra's room, before the books were taken out, there was the story of the Pal story, and because I'd read the Pal story in Krishna Sankati, then I thought, oh, but I didn't realize that when you'd written it in Krishna Sankati, you'd taken out a lot of the cell, because when I looked at that, was quite, oh, I could see that wasn't for...
Raghunatha Das Goswami is very, very explicit. And even in, but, you know, if you look for even in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's a few very, very explicit passages in the RBBT publication. But, you know, Prabhupada said, publish it, and it's in there, so edit it out. You can't edit out what's actually in there. You know, prose stories. Same thing in Dan Kaley, Chintamani, is also. It's all speaking. There's nothing going on.
Yeah.
But it's very, very explicit language. Okay, let's chant Gayatri. At least I haven't chanted Gayatri yet. Hare Krishna.